Mark, you've had a good long look at each other this week in the county championship, and now head-to-head in the 2020 as well in Chester Street against Yorkshire.
Yeah, sort of been a long week of going toe-to-toe with Yorkshire, and hopefully after tomorrow we can say we've won the week. I think pretty much on us even after the four-day game, although we finished on the sort of the dominant end of it, trying to force a victory. Tomorrow we'll be coming hopefully with a nice crowd, good weather, and looking to put in performance which is sort of worthy of the Durham badge.
One key aspect of the championship match is that you ended up captaining on the final day because Paul Collingwood's broken his thumb, so we're not likely to see him for a few weeks now.
Yeah, disappointing to lose Collie for a few weeks. He's got a fracture in his thumb, which is disappointing, not only for what he does on the field, but also sort of like the guidance, the experience that he brings to the team. So yeah, he's a loss, but it creates opportunities elsewhere. Gordon Mutchell will come in at the top of the order tomorrow, number three. He gets his first crack this year. We gave opportunities, sort of the top five, were the first group that we picked for the first few games. It hasn't quite worked out, but Mutchell will come in and freshen that up, and he'll be raring to go, full of enthusiasm, so that'll give everyone a lift. And like I say, hopefully we can put in a good performance.
Is Ben Stokes going to be allowed to play, because he did feature as a 12th man on the final day against Yorkshire?
Pass. I think that's up to people way above my pay station, but he's itching to go. He's getting there. I think the frustrations of doing rehab and running between a few cones and stuff on the outfield starting to get him now. He really wants to play, so he's enjoyed his time out in the field today, but I think the England people might say he needs a little bit longer yet before he fully participates in the game, but it's good to see have him in the mix, and Woody as well, who had a bit of time on the field today.
Would that be the same answer for Mark Wood as well then?
I think so, yeah. It's one step at a time. Obviously, what he can do when he's at his peak, you don't want to be rushing him back from things and end up picking up niggles along the way. You want to make sure that when he's back, he's back at 100%. So it's encouraging to see, but it'll take a little bit longer.
And finally, it's desperate need to get this T20 campaign back on track, isn't it? We have the same conversations year after year. It's the consistency element of it, isn't it? Which the lack of consistency seems to be the one regular thing with Durham in this format.
We're consistently inconsistent. So it's frustrating. It's hard. It's a format where on a day anybody can take a game away from you. And I think like the reason we're still in the competition is the fact that teams have been beating each other, which has kept us within touching distance. We need to start performing something like that. We need to start winning games. I think what we've learned from the games we've played, we know where we've gone wrong, we know what we've done right. It's just now a case of sort of putting that talk to bed and just putting in the performance. Hopefully we can start that tomorrow.
Generally, if it starts well with you and Phil Mustard and you give the team a platform, you go on to do good things. If either of you don't come off, or you both don't come off, then quite often it doesn't work.
Yeah, I think the nature of the game is if you get off to a good start, the other team's under pressure and they're always trying to claw it back, and that sets things up nicely for the middle order. Likewise, the other team pick up a bit of momentum early on and it's hard for us to wrestle that back. So I think me and Colonel will be going out there trying to set the tone, set the platform for the team tomorrow. I think the experience of Mutchie and how excited he'll be coming in at the team tomorrow as well at number three, that'll just give us that bit extra security and experience at the top of the order there, which can hopefully set a platform to chase or pose big totals.